With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Biden open border policy did not only import dangerous criminals from Central and South America. There's word this morning of the arrest in the U.S. of one of India's most wanted fugitives, an alleged terrorist kingpin.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents arrested an illegal immigrant in California with alleged ties to terrorism. The individual, known as one of India's most wanted, was apprehended after overstaying his visa and reportedly committing several crimes, including assault and planning more than a dozen grenade attacks on police officials. ICE officials have confirmed that the man has been classified as a foreign terrorist organizer in multiple countries, including India and Canada, for his violent campaign to carve out a separate Sikh state by force. FBI Director Kash Patel praised the agents in the Sacramento division who led the investigation, commending their collaboration with local and international partners. Patel emphasized that justice will be served. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Elon Musk says it's time to be taking care of business. He's scaling back his work at Doge in favor of putting more time into Tesla.
So I think I'll continue to spend, a day or two per week on government matters, or as long as the president would like me to do so, and as long as it is useful.
Musk says that starting next month, he'll be allocating far more of his time to Tesla, which saw its profits plunge in the first quarter. President Trump strikes a more conciliatory tone toward Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. The president says he will not try to fire Powell, although he does wish that the Fed would cut interest rates. 3 days of public mourning underway for the late Pope Francis. His body lies in state in St. Peter's Basilica, ahead of Saturday's funeral and burial. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 773 points. This is SRN News. A victory for free speech in Kentucky.
The University of Louisville has agreed to pay more than $1.5 million in damages to a professor who was fired for opposing transgenderism. Dr. Alan Josephson worked for the school's Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry and Psychology, where he expressed opposition to the promotion of sex change operations on children as a means of helping them live as the opposite sex. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Dr. Josephson in federal court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Eastern and Western churches celebrated Easter on the same day this year, but their different liturgical calendars will make that a rare occurrence. However, new efforts toward unity backed by the World Council of Churches aim to bridge divides. In some regions like Greece and Finland, Protestant and Orthodox Christians already celebrate Easter together, offering an example of cooperation. The idea of a common Easter has been discussed since the 1960s. This is SRN News. If you owe money on a federal student loan, the Trump administration expects you to pay up.
The U.S. Education Department will begin involuntary collection next month on federal student loans that are in default. This will impact millions of borrowers who have not made payments on their federal student loans for more than 9 months. Borrowers will have to restart those payments on May 5th or risk wage garnishment from their paychecks. This marks the end to a long period of leniency that began during the COVID-19 pandemic when President Donald Trump paused federal student loan payments and interest accrual. President Joe Biden extended the pause until it expired in October of last year. And after court stopped Biden's attempts at broad student loan forgiveness, borrowers' obligations are coming due.
And that's correspondent Annie Ma. A wildfire that's raging in New Jersey has forced several thousand people to evacuate. It's also temporarily closed a stretch of the Garden State Parkway, the fire in Ocean County, not far from the Jersey shore. More details at SRNnews.com.